Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and huffaz, our honorable mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we all are aware that tonight is already the 22nd of Sha'aban, and then next week Sunday, tonight is 22nd, because tomorrow is Sunday, so after Maghrib the date changes, and then next week Sunday will be the 29th of Sha'aban, yea, in South Africa. However, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Majlul Aqsa, next week Sunday will already be the 30th of Sha'aban, and Sunday night Taraweeh will commence already in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa, Sunday night next week. So we can see we just over a week away from the sacred holy month of Ramadan Mubarak 1440. So what should we be doing from now till Ramadan? We should be reading the two du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'aban wa ballighna Ramadan. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, grant us barakah in these remaining days of Sha'aban and spare us for the month of Ramadan. And just now Mawlana Ubaidullah Sahib Hafidhullah, after performing Maghrib Salat, mashallah, read the dua which is mentioned in Tabarani and Hayatu Sahaba Kanzul Ummal. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu an, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us, save us for Ramadan. There's no mishap, no accidents, no illness. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. There's no controversy regarding the moon and the crescent and hilal and so forth. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, whatever good deeds we are going to do in this honorable month of Ramadan, accept it through your benevolence and mercy and grace, Ya Allah. So these are the two du'as, inshallah, we should try and read excessively. Then, honorable Huffaz Imams, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan Mubarak means شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي. You heard Qari Sahib reading it just now. And Ramadan means tahriku dhunub, to burn our sins. We should not be waiting for Ramadan only from now. Already we should be burning and incinerating our vices, our sins. Change our habits for the better. You youngsters, mashallah, that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given you that Quran Sharif and you have memorized it. But now we got the bad habit of the agarbatti. You know agarbatti, you youngsters, you know, the cigarette. Say, let me pull one quick one before Ramadan starts. So why you want to pull one quick one now? You must say that, no, the cigarette, I'm throwing it away, finish. So I'll make my Ramadan Mubarakan Tayyiba. I'll make it a blessed Ramadan. I'll make it a pure, wholesome Ramadan. So this is one example. Many other examples we can give. First and foremost, let us discuss the Quran Sharif. Where was the Quran Sharif revealed in? In Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and surroundings. Subhanallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala chose and selected the best places for the Quran Sharif to be revealed. Where was the commencement of the Wahi and Revelation? Today, this day of our Saturday, in South Africa, they tell us the new South Africa is 25 years old. The new South Africa is 25 years old. The Quran Sharif, from time of revelation till today, this Ramadan coming, 1453 years old. Can you imagine? And the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in no addition, no omission. That is why, oh you honorable Hufaz, Imams, Ulama, Almighty Allah has selected us. Somebody is performing Taraweeh. I was in Vellum the other night, Thursday night. I asked Maulana Abid Khan, how many places do you have Taraweeh in Vellum only? He said 26 places. See the mercy of Almighty Allah. In one town, one place, one city, we have 20, 30, 50. You come to Indonesia, it's over 100 places where we are. Subhanallah. The mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So for Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala chose the best of places. The greatest of angel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel. The best and the most beloved and the most precious of Almighty Allah's creation. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we know? Me and you, we by heart memorize the Quran Sharif and then we read. But how heavy is this Quran Sharif? Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Almighty Allah states that we are going to place upon you and grant you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a speech that is very, very heavy and weighty. Go open Bukhari Sharif. Right in the beginning, you will find when Wahi used to come on the Mubarak personality and holy personality of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On a cold winter's day, layatafassadu araqa, the noble personality of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, that Mubarak perspiration used to emanate from the Mubarak zat and body of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Wahi. Think about it, my brothers. So we have the best places, we have the greatest angel, we have the recipient, the best of Almighty Allah's creation. And for who? For me and you, the best ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Now we have responsibility. Our parents sent us, our family sent us. Go to your teacher, go learn hifz of the noble Quran. So my young brother, next week Monday, not this Monday, the following Monday, inshallah, Ramadan Mubarak will commence in South Africa. So you standing on this musalla, hundreds of people behind you. So what should we do before we even come to this musalla? We need to do about four or five things. Number one, we need to go to our parents, go kiss their hands, and tell them, oh Abi, oh Ummi, oh my beloved father, mother, I'm going to stand on the musalla. It is honor for me, it's honor for you as well. But please make special dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes my Taraweeh, my imamat, kamiyab, successful, where I can become an asset to the people and community. So take the du'as of our parents, paramount importance. Number two, go to our teachers. We had various teachers. We started by this ustad, Yasnal Quran. Then we went to this Hafizab, or Qarisab, or Maulana Muftisab. We read the Quran Sharif Nazira. Then we became Hafiz. Go to your various teachers and tell them to make dua. Kiss the teacher's hand. Today I visited my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. And when we left, Afsaf was crying and I was crying. Because we thought of the days that Afsaf was teaching us there in Heidelberg in 1968-69. So imagine that how many years ago, and this is the fadl and grace and mercy, when your teacher loves you, you love your teacher, remember you will go so far in life. Today, do we really love our teachers? Do we really show respect to them? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, go open a book call for all the ulama and brothers, sisters who know Arabic. This is Karamat of Imam Abu Hanifa, ba'da mawtihi, after his demise. The place I've been there, alhamdulillah, in Iraq, where Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, is buried. After his demise, they changed the whole city's name. His title was Imam Azam. So they call that city now Azamiya, in honor of the Imam who's buried there. So this is Karamat Ba'd al-Maut. The honor Allah bestowed upon Imam Sahib after his death. In there, the book Tariq al-Azamiya is mentioned. Between Imam Abu Hanifa and his honorable Ustad, Imam Hammad, there were seven streets. Imam Sahib says, not one day I can remember that I stretched my feet in the direction of the house of my teacher. Today what we will do, youngsters? In front of the teacher, we will sit like this, like how we sit in a stadium. So that is big. Take that lesson of adab. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. See what the shair says, subhanallah. In Arabic it's so beautiful. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No one became successful except when he showed respect to Quran Sharif, showed respect to the Ahadith Mubarakah, showed respect to his parents and honorable teachers. Then Almighty Allah elevates us. وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. And no one will become disgraced and humiliated except when we have disrespect and we become rebellious. So think about it properly. So number one, our parents. Number two, our teachers. They're far away. Today, you youngsters, you'll know the keypad and keyboard and everything by heart. You're talking and sending messages. To who you're sending messages? The emails are flying to the females. Say, I'm very busy. I've got a lot of projects to run. And you see how the emails are going to and fro. Number three, don't stand on the musalla without giving charity. Remember, very important. 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever. Ya Allah, keep the feet firm. Allahumma sabbit qadamayya. You know what can happen on the musalla? Lot of things can happen. You youngsters, now Ramadan Mubarak will start. Iftar time, you're going to eat halim. The other day I ate halim. Now in this trip here. So mashallah, the halim, yeah, in Bellum it was. And when I ate, drank that halim, that night I could already hear a lot of sounds in my stomach. So you are honorable imams, you the huffaz. So it mustn't happen that this side here the halim is going and from the back the alim is coming out. You need to be very careful of your wudu. Did you ever think of this? All you youngsters who are huffaz, my children, my students, my colleagues, my asatiza, each one of you should be knowing these duas. Parents dua, teachers dua, charity. You can't stand on this musalla if you haven't made this dua properly. It's hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna lilhudu'i shaitanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. Walahan is going to trouble you. You didn't wash your elbows properly. You didn't wash your ankles properly. Is my huzu valid or not? How can I walk away with 100 people, 500 people behind me? He's going to put the waswasa and he's going to put doubt in your wuzu. So before you stand on the musalla, my young imam, my young brother, say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. W-A-L-A-H-A-N. Okay? So we won't forget. In any language you make the dua before you come. In English, whatever. Then, when we are on the musalla, they are mutashabihat. This ayat resembles that ayat, this ayat resembles that ayat. We're starting in Surah Baqarah and we're already reading some other surah. Because remember, Quran Sharif is very similar. So, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a shaitan. What is his name? Khinzab. Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Khinzab. Khinzab is going to confuse you and blow your fuses also. La yadri kam swalla, he won't know which rakat he is in. How many times you get queries? Imam sahab read 3 rakats tarawih salat. What must we do? I said, Imam sahab read 3 rakats, what were all of you doing? You were counting how many wives you got. Huh? All of you went for mi'raj. Or what? So remember this. So this is what the shaitan does. So you, my youngsters, you must come. I told you the story, and some of you remember it. Yeah, in Durban it happened. Allah Ta'ala forgive them, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. They were ustads and great people. Who can forget their contribution? You see, one day, you like stories, I give you 2 quick stories. So the Imam Sahib started reading, you know, Wazariyati Dharwa, Fajr time. That was Zariyat, and it is difficult surahs, you know, 45, 50 years ago. Now, who, how many hafiz they were, Fajr time. Yeah, he read, he got stuck, proper neutral gear, can't go forward, can't go backward. People at the back, they don't know what to do. So the Muazzin from Malawi, he comes to the rescue. So what he said, in Salat, he said, Shia lo tatamuye. Just leave this surah out and just take another one. What you making? All long stories now. Shia lo tatamuye. So now you're going to get stuck. Now what you going to do? You see? So now you Hafiz boys, we also know all the tricks. We went through all this. Maulana and me became Hafiz together. Maulana is much younger than me. I'm an old man now. Just example. Maulana and myself became Hafiz. So I told Maulana, see, when it's my turn, all this wow and fear, I say for sofa ta'alamun, or I say for sofa ya'alamun, all these 10 mistakes, don't worry about that. You must just turn a blind eye. That wala and fala and all that, this wow and fa, small, don't worry too much. When you go, I also will just cover up what these people know at the back. You see, we capitalize and exploit because the people are not hafiz. But whose kalam are we reading? Whose kalam? It is kalamullah. So think about that, my young ulama. So each one of us. So we ask Allah protection from walahan. We ask Allah jalla wala for protection from khinzab. And then we come on the musalla. We have the mercy of Almighty Allah. We have our parents and teachers du'as. Then inshallah things will work out. Now, Taraweeh is going to start, inshallah, Monday night. So let's take it from there. Number one, before you start, you should be, you the imam. You the man in charge. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-imamu dhaminu. The imam is responsible. So at least make these 2 announcements. It's in your interest. Number one, brothers, please straighten all the rows, all the sufuf. Right? Second one, remind the brothers, please switch off your cell phones. Because when you're reading, there's intense concentration required. This person's cell phone goes on, that one goes on, you don't know. You think maybe somebody is giving lukma, or maybe you read wrong. It's going to interrupt your concentration. So all the honorable imams, at least these 2 announcements you must make. You see the imams of the haram, stow, i'tadilu, shawu sufufakum. You don't have to do all that in Arabic and all. Just say, brothers, just straighten the shafs, please. and kindly switch off the phones. So that's all. You're the imam. And now you're going to make Allahu Akbar. Now be honest. You are the hafiz. You're the imam. You got 6 rakats to read. He got 8 rakats. He got 10 rakats. So what we do? Where we got time for subhanakallahumma and that? Bye, I got tarawih to worry about. So we never read subhanakallahumma and we never give the people also chance to read. But what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. That read and perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So think about it. So ulama, hufaz, imams, make sure we pause a little bit, give the people chance to read subhanakallahumma. It's very bad. That whole tarawih, no one could read subhanakallahumma properly. Because we didn't give them chance. Then, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdaleen, because we just want to start. So we never even gave chance to the people to say Ameen, and you also never read Bismillah, and you started Sayakulu Sufa'u minan nasi ma wallahu, and you're just carrying on. So before your Qiraat, you read Bismillah. Before your Surah Fatiha, A'uzu and Bismillah. So in the first rakat, A'uzu and Bismillah. Then we come to our Ruku and Sajda. How offended we will feel. If somebody say you're a crook, somebody tell me I'm a crook. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the biggest crooks is the one who steals in his ruku and sajda. Go open, you'll find it. Open fazail salat, all that also you'll find it. So we must remember, my brothers, that salat, you are the imam. So you have to lead by example. Don't try and please the people. Don't try and please the people. Try and please Almighty Allah. That is the test of our sincerity. For who are we doing it? Everybody must come tap us that you read the fastest. In Lens we got one masjid. There's a lot of youngsters though there. So I ask them, why you go? They say, Dad, Maulana, he moves like a Ferrari. So we don't want Ferrari and all these things. Yeah, we want proper salat. Not up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. So remember that. That kind of salat, Allah forbid, sometimes it will get thrown back in our faces. So our ruku, our sajda, thereafter, that in the ending of salat. So the Mawlana taught you the masla, that you must read tashahud, then durood sharif, salawat. And the dua, he said, no, I can leave it out. 90% of the imams who perform tarawih, salat, the dua in the ending, they leave it out. They say, hey, we must finish up. So every day we leave out the dua, is not good. So try and do it properly. Thereafter, 3-4 very, very common mistakes. When we go into ruku, sajda, so what do? Remember that instead of reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, we already thinking of the next ruku, next rakat, what we must read. So we already thinking in the Quran, in the ruku and sajda. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are prohibited from reading Quran Sharif in ruku and sajda. Unless it's a dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. So don't make these kind of mistakes, please. Thereafter now, your tarawih is finished, witr salat. After witr, your job, your function, O imam, O hafizab, qarisab, is what? Every day teach the people. Simple sunnah. So tonight, you're starting the sunnah. You don't have to wait for Ramadan. Tonight, you're starting the sunnah. When we read and perform our Isha Salat, you read your sunnahs, everything. Then you read Witr, after your Witr Salat, Hadith in Sunan Nasai. So what you going to do, O Imam? You're going to teach the people, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And the third time, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. You prolong it a bit. That is the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, every sunnah we read, we perform, we revise. Subhanallah, Surah 3 verse 31. What Almighty Allah states, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So each one of us, we must be careful about this, that when we practice the sunnah, people want to become beloved of this person, that person. Yea, we become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So each one of us should know that. Number two, remember, my youngster, you are the imam. The people are going to look at you. What type of clothes are you wearing? Sometimes we come with a funny kurta, but the jeans is so long. Oh, you must remember the kurta is so short that when we go into ruku, sajda or something, we can see almost everything. So you need to be very careful in this. Because you youngsters, you like to, you know, posh it up. So which is the latest kurta in fashion? So let me wear that in the musalla, on the musalla. So be very careful. Another important aspect, you the imam. Before I stand on the musalla, make miswak. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Sakarat. At that time also, the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know the incident regarding Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Miswak was used even that time. So every imam, make sure before we came on the musalla, wudu time, whatever, we made miswak, very, very important. Thereafter, now, every day start some ta'aleem in the masjid. Start from now. We are here in the markaz, and it's not only for the markaz, for every masjid. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Markadahu. What the great wali of Allah. What the muhaddis. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimullah wrote this. Hazrat Allama Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimullah wrote this. Is door ke sabse bare muhaddis Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Markadahu. He wrote, the greatest muhaddis of our time is Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh. This is Hazrat Allama bin Nuri writing regarding Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Markadahu. If you'll know about Hazrat Shaykh, and if you made some itikaf day in Saharanpur and that, so he would tell all the murids, everybody, students, you can sleep, it's fine. But I don't want anybody talking here and so forth. You must read Quran Sharif. Otherwise you sleep. Obviously Salat time always you must read Salat. So fasting is the duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote this Ramadan, Fazail Ramadan. And it's translated in so many languages. When I went to South America, I saw it translated in Spanish, Portuguese, all this. So every masjid, try inshallah, you the imam, you encourage the people. So after Maghrib, after Isha, after Zohar, or whenever. So you try and encourage the people that they read that and they'll be motivated, inspired inshallah. Now, the people going to leave the masjid, what going to tell them? Oh imam, you have to teach them that tomorrow our brothers, Tuesday morning is our first fast. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamr. The best suhoor, the best sehri is dates. So have your egg, have your cereal, have your roti, toast, whatever. But don't forget the dates also. See how you must win over the people. Your education, information must bring about transformation also. So that is what you, it's not I just perform Taraweeh Salam and I'm gone. No. You are the imam. You have to educate them. Don't say I'm Hafiz only. Say, no, I ask the ulama, and alhamdulillah, we keep on learning. Then you have to educate them. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. At sehri time, they must make istighfar. We all are awake. So take out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. Dua, istighfar. That is the time Allah Ta'ala special mercy descends. How can it happen a day, 24 hours pass in Ramadan, and I did not give charity? I'm not speaking of zakat. We're speaking of voluntary charity. So you, O Honorable Imam, educate the people regarding these issues. Now the time will come for iftar. So maybe you the Imam, so the people will tell you, aap dua kijiyega, you make dua. So you educate them. Before iftar, the duas are accepted. You see, just now Qari Sahib read, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servants ask you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, say I'm very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. That I respond to those who make dua. Verse 183, 184, 185, Surah Baqarah, Allah speaks of Ramadan. Verse 187, about Ramadan. What happened to verse 186? Allah speaks of dua. To show us ulama, hafiz, imams, that this month is special for dua as well. When we raise our hands, then remember Allah will surely answer our du'as, provided we are sincere. So many things, you are in the prime of your life. You want a wonderful wife. So Ramadan time, will you ask Allah? Or you dream of somebody else's wife? People today got ajib ajib questions. You know? Second one, you want good job. You want good children. Whatever you want, ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah will bless us, inshallah. Thereafter, youngsters, ulama, huffaz, you must learn this dua. When I say must, I don't mean it's farz and compulsory, but as the imam, you should educate the awam, the public. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after iftar, dates, water, everything. Before the Maghrib Salat, the Master alayhi salam would read the following dua. Zahaba dhama'u, wabatallatil uruku, wathabatal ajru insha'Allah. The thirst is gone, and the veins have become moistened, and the reward is already established by Almighty Allah. So imagine if you teach them, how many 1,000 people, 100 people will benefit? All that will come to your account, your credit. So teach the people, the public. Thereafter, obviously, Maghrib to Isha, everybody is busy because now they have to eat and drink and whatever. So you also must be practical between Maghrib, Isha. Don't start big program. People are in a hurry and so forth. But after that, the nights are long. MashaAllah, it's winter in South Africa. So you can see after Fajr or after Zohr or after Isha, whatever time is convenient, you have your ta'aleem, you have masla masail, ulama, hufaz, whatever. Now, few other issues we need to also address. Now you come to a sajda tilawat. What do? We just say Allahu Akbar, we make the Allahu Akbar long, and we just say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You read Subhanallah Rabbil Ala thrice, your sajda tilawat is done. But what was the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What's the sunnah? 2 du'as are mentioned, both hadiths are sahih, and both are in Tirmidhi Sharif. If we can't learn both du'as, O Honorable Huffaz Imams, at least learn 1 du'a. So we must be the Imam to teach the people that this is the sunnah dua for sajda tilawat. You know there are 15 sajda tilawat in the Quran. The Hanbali say you must make 15. The Shafi'is say 14. They leave out the one in Surah Swad, the Shafi'is. Hanafi say 14. They leave out the second one of Surah Hajj. Imam Malik, he says 11 sajdas only. That is now because they are international listeners I'm mentioning. But when we go into sajda, then read this dua. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu fashaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. That my face went into sajda for that supreme being Allah who created me. He granted me the faculty of seeing and hearing with His might and power. So imagine this type of dua. How many of us read it? We made imamat, but we never read this dua. So you got 1 week left. So you learn this dua. And this taraweeh, you will read it, inshaAllah, whilst you are performing your taraweeh salat as the imam. So you give the muqtadi time also. Not up down quickly. Second dua, also in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, the sajda I made is complete surrender and submission. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Record for me, in lieu of the sajda, great reward, big reward. Wada anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, remove from me, in exchange of the sajda, the sins and the vices. وَجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنْدَكَ زُخْرَى. Today we worry about inshore and offshore. I need one account here, one account there. So Ya Allah, make this sajda a zakhira, a treasure for me in the year after. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ. Ya Allah, accept it from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. These du'as, both are separate, independent du'as. You learn both, mashallah. At least you learn one, we reviving the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you and your co-imams, you must decide now, when you want to make Khatmul Qur'an, you want to make 27th night, 29th night, 20th night. My advice always is try and do it in the odd nights. Because we know the odd nights could be Laylatul Qadr. We know it's special nights. The du'as are accepted. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote in Kitabul Azkar that on the occasion of Khatmul Qur'an, remember 4,000 malaika descend just to say Ameen to the du'as. So how important it is. Another thing, when we performing imamat, many a time we missed out 1-2 verses. So there is no problem, in the next 2 rakats we read it, or the next night we read it. So remember that we should ensure that we don't omit and leave it out. Many a time we just leave it out. You say the people don't know what is wrong. No. So it's Quran Sharif. We have to read every ayah. Next one is, many a time we get very upset because of our pride. We feel hurt. I am the imam and I read wrong. Maulana took out my mistake. So I get very upset with him. Why you took out my mistake? So, give me chance. So I'll go up and again I make mistake again. So remember, this is the sign of our pride. We don't like people must correct us even when we're reading wrong. So youngsters, you must accept this. We will make mistakes. We are human beings. We all make mistakes. In the haram, sometimes you hear the big imams. One day I mentioned it the other night also. Sheikh Huzaifi Hafizahullah is Imam of Masjid Nabawi now more than 40 years. One night, Allah knows best what happened. In 2 rakats, 4 rakats, he made about 15 mistakes, 1-5. Now imagine you reading there and there's hundreds of thousands of people behind you. What is reading? And he's trying, but every time they just rectify. So sometimes you must remember, we just go blank. So therefore this musalla, like myself, I make imamat very seldom. I perform taraweeh. But my Taraweeh is a little bit different, one man, one vote. I'm in front, my wife is behind me. You understand? So you youngsters, you got no wife, you just make imamat in a masjid, mashallah. You see, you like stories, it's story time now. That's what happened in Durban. One imam, he passed away, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. Zuhr time he came, he's a human being. So, Allahu Akbar, 50 years ago, plus minus. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Start reading loud. People say, Maulvi Sahib is reading, what must we do? But the Muazzin from Malawi said, no, Maulvi Sahib is mixed up today. What is reading so loud? So what we did from the back, he started shouting, Tula, 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 Tula. See, he's telling the Imam, you must keep quiet, bhai. You can't make so loud Surah Fatiha and all this thing. So you can't be making Tula, Tula and all that. It happened to us in Heidelberg, where we became Hafiz. You know when you become Hafiz. So I read to you, you read to me. So I'm reading to Maulana, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. But I read the ayat incorrect. So Maulana shouted wrong. So one day the Imam Sahib is there, all we Hafiz boys are there. One of the Imams, he read, big mistake. There's one youngster next to me, in Salat, wrong, and this time. In Namaz. So lot of things can happen. Remember this in Taraweeh and all that. It's not joke. You awam, you public, you think, yeah, I myself, if I tell you, first time I had to give khutbah, Jummah time in Heidelberg, I went on the mimbar, if that stick was not there, I should be flat. Your knees are all wobbling, and you're just so terrified and nervous. So this musalla is very big responsibility. So therefore, you have to beg Almighty Allah. Then, mashallah, you will come. Now the people will tell you, Maulvi Sahib, I already got a question today also, that our Imam Sahib, we're not telling him, we're going to give him something, but if we give him something, is there a problem? So Imam Sahib, we will tell you, you must not ask for anything. And the public, we will tell you, if you want to give him something privately, we got no problem with that. But don't make condition. That I will read in this masjid, if you give me so much, you give me so much. I want to give you a present. Just now we are going to give a present. Yes, it's here, mashallah. So we will give somebody a present just now. So to give present is fine. Tahaddu tahabbu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, give gifts to one another, and that will bring about mutual love. And it's very good. Give your wife, give your children, give your imam, give it, it's fine. But don't make it a condition and so forth. We were in Karachi, 1974 to 1980 I was there. So 1975, myself and my one colleague, we read Taraweeh. One day I read 12 rakats and he read 8. The second night he'll read 12 and I'll read 8. So in Pakistan we just read. 27 night came, so we made Khatmul Quran. So they called us, say, Maulvi Sahib, for me, they brought a big parcel like this. And for the other Maulvi Sahib, they brought a small parcel. So I looked at him and he looked at me, what's going on? Is it ye aapke liye or ye aapke liye? So they could see the astonishment, amazement on our faces. They said, no, we looked at you two imams. You wear long kurta, so aapke liye bare parcel. And this Maulvi Sahib, we wear short kurta, Pakistani, to unke liye mukhtasar kapra. You see? So, I told him, bhai, you see, the long kurta helped me out here also. So this type of thing. Anyway, that was just some light-hearted. So that, now another islah we have to make is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You youngsters must learn all these things properly. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِئِسَ مَا لِأَهَدِيمْ أَن يَقُولْ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. It's very bad for a person to say, I forgot this ayat, I forgot that ayat. Bal nusiya, but you are made to forget. Any one of you, you listen to the honorable imams of the Haramain Sharifain, how they make dua khatmul Quran time. Last year we were in the Haram Makkah. Allah's help, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain in Majlis Al-Aqsa. 2.5 million people, 3 million people almost in Makkah. You know what is the atmosphere on the 29th night when Quran Khatam is taking place? To get out of the Haram takes you 1 hour. So when the dua is going on, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. So our Quran Sharif, you will see in the ending, where the dua Khatmul Quran is written, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nasitu. So I'm not saying it's haram or anything, but definitely what I am saying, it's better for you to read it individually. Allahumma zakkirni minhuma nussitu. Individually. And collectively you read, Allahumma zakkirna minhuma nussina. So read it as the hadith is teaching us. Always remember that. And all the imams of the haram, they read it like that. So therefore it's very important that we read it as the mention in the hadith also. When you're making your Khatmul Quran. Thereafter, we must remember that once we are performing Taraweeh, I told you that our niyat, in Urdu we say, Jaisi niyat, Waisi barakat. What is our intention? I give you 2 incidents that will inspire you for life, inshallah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is a giant. His title became Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah because of Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he had a student. And that student, it was famous, he used to read every day one entire Quran Sharif. So one day, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal called him. He said that, I hear every day you complete the Quran Sharif is true. So he said, Gee, Ustad Ji, is true. He said, okay, today you must read, and just imagine you reading to me, your Ustad. So the next day, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, how many Jews you read? He said, I read 10 Jews. He said, the next day, read, and just imagine you reading to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he questioned him, and he said, how many Jews you said? He said, Mushkil said, difficulty, maybe 1 Jew. The next day, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told him, now you read, and as though as you're reading directly, and Almighty Allah is listening. Then the student came the next day, and he was weeping and crying, and said, I could not even finish Surah Fatiha properly. You see, brothers, Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. So think about it properly, youngsters. Sometimes we say we're reading in the classroom, and in 3 nights, 5 nights, 1 week finish, up and down. 5 Jews a night, 10 Jews a night, and we finish now. Now we're gonna make tawaf. Go ye, go ye, go ye. But how did we read that 10 Jews, 5 Jews? So think about it properly. Quickly, in the 5 minutes I got left, because Qaratu is azan, but we'll finish 10-2 inshallah. Qaratu will start the dua inshallah. My brothers, there is a waliullah. And think about this. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah saw a dream that he's going to a church. Second night, again he's going to the church. Third, he said something. Lo and behold, he camouflaged himself, disguised, and he went to the church. But he sat there, right at the back. Yeah, the father, the priest, pastor, whatever title you want to give, he came. So he also don't want to start his sermon. So the people told him, everybody is ready, start. He said, no, I can't start. There's a Muslim here in this congregation. So maybe he also saw something. Allah wants to give hidayah. So who's the Muslim? Please come in front. So Hazrat Bayazid had to come. Said, yes, you Muslim? Yes. Fine. I got questions for you, but only one proviso. You must answer every question from the Quran Sharif. Said, fine. They don't put in place their trust on their knowledge. They place their trust on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Started, the audience is silent. You can hear a pin drop. Priest asks, who is one and not two? Qul Allah wahad. Allah is one. What is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? You say, noon. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. The pen which Almighty Allah commanded, write everybody's destiny. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. And the arsh of Rahman, the throne of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, that is beyond our perception and comprehension. وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Almighty Allah. How can me and you, ordinary mortals, ever perceive and comprehend it with our puny little brains? What is four and not five? Taurat, Zabur, Injil, Quran Sharif. So he read all the relevant verses. What is five and not six? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. Five salats. What is six and not seven? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. Allah says, I created this entire universe in 6 days. What is seven and not eight? The audience are stunned. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبَى سَمَاوَاتِ. Allah created the seven heavens and skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. So on that day, eight malaika will carry the arsh of Rahman. What is nine and not ten? It's not Durban. Durban got good people. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَطِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There were nine people, all troublemakers, causing fitna, mayhem, chaos. What is ten and not 11? تِلْكَ أَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. When you go for Hajj, you're performing tamattu, Hajj, Qiran, Hajj, you have to slaughter, but the money get lost, get stolen. So you have to keep 10 fast. What is 11 and not 12? إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ أَشَرَ كَوْكَبَا. I saw 11 stars. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam story. What is 12 and not 13? إِنَّ إِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا. The 12 lunar months. Said, SubhanAllah. He said, I have two more questions. All you answered right. Who is that person who was in a grave, but the grave was moving everywhere around, and then he came out alive from the grave? He said, very easy. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. The fish swallowed him. And he stayed in the belly of the fish 3 days, some ulama say 40 days, whatever. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمِ. Then the same fish threw him out. The people asked, last question. Which piece of land, which strip of land, the sun was shining there once, and never did the sun shine there again? You youngsters, now you all know the tricks of us Maulvis. When somebody asks us a question, we know the answer, we give it. We don't know the answer, we say, uncle, you know what? That masla got so much ikhtilaf. It took me 1 hour to explain to you. So bichara uncle also will go away, and you also got saved. See, we also got all our own tricks. You understand? It may be very big ikhtilaf. So the people were wondering what he's going to say. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Night time you take them, the Bani Israel, and for liberation. But remember, the Pharaoh and his people are having a big party and celebration. When they become sober, they will see you gone, they'll catch you up. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Mushriqeen with a cough. So lo and behold, that Musa alayhi salam and his people are going, the sun is rising, Ishraq time, and then Nabi Musa alayhi salam hits the Red Sea, and then it becomes sand. They cross, The sun is rising, shining on the slip of land. And then when the Pharaoh came, everybody drowned because the water met up together. You see. So the people wondered. Hazrat Bayezid said, "Can I ask you one question?" He said, "Okay." He said, "Ma miftahul jannah." What is the key to Jannah? That pope or prayer priest or whatever, obviously he never had wuzu, but I just say his wuzu broke. So he told the priest, "Okay, can I give the answer?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "The key to Jannah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasul." So, O Honorable Imam, Huffaz, Ulama, that is our function. Take the beauty of Islam to the east, to the west, and show them we have the best, and we want to share the best with the rest, inshallah. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala bless us all. Inshallah, tonight, on behalf of Markaz Sahaba and the Capital Group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his whole family, we're giving, inshallah, this receiver to our sister, Ruhaida Rafiq. And inshallah, my honorable sister, our brothers will comfort it one day in your residence tomorrow, so you can listen to Markaz Sahaba. And to all the brothers, inshallah, you want Markaz Sahaba, you contact our team, Ya Hafiz Suhail, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, all of them, our brother Bilal, brother Munli, Dawood Munli, all of them are here. Allah Ta'ala reward you. We thank our Maulana, Maulana Ubaidullah Sahab, and all of you. My time is exhausted. We make a 1 minute dua, and then inshallah adhan will be given. Jamaat is 7 o'clock. Jamaat is 7 o'clock, inshallah. So inshallah we beg you, brothers. You see, normally on the radio I say that today people have 7-course meal, 9-course meal, and then the last course they have is intercourse. You understood? Ramadan, be very careful of that. But you must be very careful, my brothers, that Ramadan time, wife, a hungry man is an angry man. And you, husband, be very careful, your wife sometime will look more attractive in Ramadan. So please, rather be very careful on these issues here. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we do all the actions, لِبْتِغَاءِ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ solely, only for the pleasure of Allah. Maulana just reminded me, after the Isha Salat, inshallah, that refreshments will be served downstairs also. So you're hungry now, so inshallah, don't be angry. So after Isha, inshallah, there's refreshments served at the bottom also, inshallah. We make 1 minute dua, then azan will go, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وجميع أعمالنا صالحة يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب